and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Work on the state budget might come to a stop if leaders of the Wisconsin legislature and Governor Evers don't agree on a bill aimed at directing more state money to local communities and do it by the end of this week. The sticking point is whether Milwaukee and Milwaukee County should have to hold referendums to raise local sales taxes. That's what the Assembly voted for and Speaker Robin Voss wants.
If we do not get a deal this week, I think we should strip out all of the Milwaukee things. And we will just focus on the balance of the bill, which is repealing the personal property tax and making sure that every community around the state is not held hostage by Milwaukee's problems.
The governor and Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu want the sales tax votes to be taken by the Milwaukee City Council and County Board. Democrats like Milwaukee Senator LaTonya Johnson want that too.
A referendum is basically a death sentence for Milwaukee. That will not pass.
Milwaukee and Milwaukee County leaders say higher sales taxes are crucial to both governments balancing their budgets after years of fiscal crises. Meanwhile, the state Senate is sending five Republican bills to the governor designed to tighten up Wisconsin's unemployment system. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
People getting unemployment in Wisconsin already have to look for work four times a week. One of the bills today would let employers report people who decline an interview or don't show up. Repeat offenders could lose their unemployment payments. Voters in a statewide referendum last fall indicated they want able-bodied adults getting unemployment to have to look for work. Another bill would lead to stricter identity verification checks to get unemployment. Business groups support the bill while labor unions oppose them. Governor Evers has vetoed similar bills before and says he will again. I'm Stuart J. Waddles for Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's Parole Commission would have to publicly post the names of people granted release from prison as well as those who had their parole revoked. That's under another bill the Senate passed today. The Parole Commission became an issue after Douglas Balsewicz was released from prison. He served only 25 years of an 80-year sentence for killing his wife in West Allis. The State Assembly today is passing a package of bills to streamline the professional licensing process in Wisconsin. Department of Safety and Professional Services has been under heavy criticism in recent years for long waits for the state papers people need in order to do their jobs. And finally, plans to make Wisconsin state parks free for fourth graders are moving ahead. The idea is to encourage more Wisconsin families to visit state parks. Governor Evers has said he'll pass it in the law. That's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News Time is 5:03.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Brittany Saylor Memorial Music Festival, Bluegrass at the Lake, is this Thursday through Saturday at Red Sand Beach on Lake Wazicha. Thursday's band is Southbound, and they play from 7 to 11. It's only $5, and kids under 18 get in free with a paying adult. You can bring in lawn chairs and blankets, but no carry-ins are allowed. The Wisconsin Rapids Lions Club will be selling beer, wine, soda, water, and food. Tickets are on sale now at bluegrassatthelake.com, where you can find the band lineup for Friday and Saturday. There will be free family events during the day on Saturday. The recently modified Rapids Rediscovered Housing Investment Program will now allow for renter-occupied construction to qualify for funding. Grants of up to $10,000 are available to strengthen existing neighborhoods through reinvestment by creating new construction. To be eligible for the grant, you must own the property or have a purchase agreement in hand. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Baseball tonight, Brewers and the Orioles. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Live from American Family Field, the Brewers taking on the Baltimore Orioles. A thrilling win last night, 4-3, with Joey Weimer driving in the winning run in the bottom of the 10th. Willie Adames is back after being hit by a foul ball from teammate Brian Anderson 10 days ago in that 15-1 loss to the Giants here at AmFam Field. Adames rushed to the emergency room and was asked, what did the doctors say once he got there?
Yeah, he was telling me, especially after he saw the video, he was like, he was really surprised, you know, that I got lucky and like that he wasn't, you know, that bad. And, you know, he told me right away, he was like, I could have been like way, way worse than what it was, you know. Obviously, it was concerning, but after the image, you know, he said it right away, like, you're lucky and you have a really hard head. And I was like, everybody know that.
So Adames reinstated at shortstop after being on the 7-day concussion list, but Bryce Terang has been optioned to Nashville, even though he came up with a clutch hit to tie up last night's game against the Orioles. Craig Counsell a short time ago.
I think we're a better team when Bryce is playing well and playing for us. But at the same time, you know, it's a difficult game, and the league, you know, has taught Bryce some lessons here about offense.
Corbin Burns getting the start tonight. He's got a record of 4-4 against Baltimore's Dean Kremer, a right-hander with a record of 6-2. NFL Packers continuing their OTAs. Outside linebacker Preston Smith asked if he needs to make some adjustments in dealing with so much youth in the Packers locker room.
Nah, I don't think I have to change my approach. Okay. I feel like, you know, with these guys and kind of like dealing with them, it's kind of like, I feel like I've already embraced their roles as being here, like, you know, to help the young guys and help them as best way they can. Like, especially if you see anything that can critique, you know, I can help with their game, anything I critique to help them be better. That's all I aim for, you know, to see a lot of guys do great and be successful in this league.
That's Packers outside linebacker Preston Smith. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the TGIF. I guess I'm still calling it the Freedom Friday edition. Happier happy hour. You'll be displeased to know Dom's on sabbatical for a day. He'll be back on Monday. No big deal. I want to thank my most recent guest, my co-devil there for a while. A man of differing ideology. Regular Joe Giangonti. I mean, he's a regular guy. He's a radio dog. He has a son on the spectrum or a child on the spectrum, much like I do. You know, so what do you know? You talk to people, you find out there are some things you may have in common, but politics probably ain't it. And we do talk politics on this show, and I know there are a few of you that messaged in. One of the prominent messages I saw was sort of the Earl style. Come on, man. Jeff wanted me to give him a come on, man. Of course, there are many opportunities when I argue with my conservative friends and acquaintances and people I'd like to get to know better. There's always a chance to shut them down and say, you're wrong, or I know better, or here's a fact you're unaware of. But then you don't get to hear what they have to say. And I think there is value in conversation with those that don't agree with us in their entirety. I mean, Dom and I have spent our whole lives arguing. 30 years plus. Hell, the guy used to be a lot more conservative. Those of you that have known us since back in the day know that Dominic voted for Scott Walker. I love throwing him under the bus on that. Dominic voted for the Republican former gubernator of the state of Wisconsin in the recall. And the ironic part is he had voted for Tom Barrett, the then mayor turned forever gubernatorial candidate, never, always a bridesmaid, never a bride. Tom never won the governorship, and he lost the recall. But people forget sometimes, Tom used to be way more conservative, way more conservative. Some of you think, man, Crudy, why don't you be more liberal like your buddy Dom? It's like half a Bernie-crat hippie these days. But he wasn't always. He wasn't always. Certainly, we are allowed to evolve in life. But it starts with conversations with people that aren't exactly like us. Many years ago, started doing this little radio product. And I had done some media in college. I was a TV guy back when I still had hair, briefly, not forever, but like 3 years in college and then post-college. And I edited the university paper, and I thought I was going to be a media journalist of some sort. And I got away from it for a long time. And then, you know, I kind of had this itch, and I guess it was my late 30s, early 40s, something like that. It's been a while. And I knew that I didn't want to be an echo chamber for the left. I didn't want to be the Rush Limbaugh of the left, even if I were capable, even if I had the skill or whatever the hell it is, the sociopath, the narcissism necessary to be that guy. I didn't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. Not today, not ever. So that's why I brought my buddy Dominic. And Dominic and I don't always see things eye to eye, even though we, you know, politically have come a lot more to the, let's say, left of center. There are so many different facets of every topic. We always seemingly find some facet where Dom can be contrarian. Usually wrong. I'd say at least 63% of the time. So, A, we air grievances on Friday, and those of you that don't like me to bring conservatives on, you know, I know to some of you guys, it's like listening to Ron Johnson on the radio when I have a conservative talker. Why are you giving him a platform? He's already got a platform. I'm not giving him a platform. I'm trying to learn something about his ideology, how he thinks. Because there's a lot of guys like Joe in the state of Wisconsin. The guy's successful at what he does because he has appeal in the same state I live in. In the same communities I'm talking to, Joe's got syndicated shows. So I want to know what's in it, you know, for the average Trump supporter. Why do they still like this guy? They've seen his track record. Well, you can hear Joe. In many ways, it's easy to dismiss all the bad stuff they say about your guy. Think about Joe Biden, all the Hunter Biden stuff. I mean, if you go on the Fox Digital right now at this moment, the Foxy News, they're talking about the corruption's now coming to percolating. The FBI, they've got, it's all in the document, a 1023 form, and it's all coming to light. And that Comer that we all laughed at because he lost his whistleblower. Well, now he found his whistle and the whistleblower. You better be ready. I mean, it's almost different realities, right? And we say, oh, man, it's Fox News. I don't believe any of it. Well, you know what? I would gladly set aside all of the shows that Rachel Maddow did on Russian collusion and the Mueller report and the impeachment. Even though I'm a news junkie, I watch so many of them. I'd set them all aside. If the Joes of the world would set aside all the Hannitys and the Tuckers and the echo chambers. I don't want to hear an echo chamber. I want to hear from people like you. I want to talk to my neighbors. I live in Wisconsin. You can be a neighborly state, or, you know, you can be a neighbor in California, an ideological neighbor. But I guess what I have in common with other people that seemingly are good or like being on the radio, we like people. We like people. And if you like people, you can't just talk to people who are exactly like you, agree with everything that you say. And why would you want to? How boring. How boring. If everyone I talked to was like mega dittos, Crudy, how boring would that be? 844. Although I do appreciate loyalty, much like Trump. 844-967-2789. It is the Friday happier happy hour, and that means we air the grievances. Oh, it's suddenly raining. I have a grievance. I think I rolled up the windows. 844-967-2789. We'll peek out during the break. It's a light rain here on the west side of Madison. Mark from the SAC, how you doing, fella? Hope the windows are rolled up.
Yeah, the windows are rolled up. I was just outside a few minutes ago, and it was sprinkling a little bit, just a few drops. But I'd like to have a nice, good soaking rain here.
Well, hey,
but I mean, were
you listening to the radio when Joe Giangonti, the regular Joe, came on? And have you ever heard Joe before? Have you ever been driving through WTAQ's pattern and found him?
And no, I heard him, the first time I heard him was today. And what I find fascinating is that he talks about how important principles are. And I go, a more immoral and unprincipled man cannot be found than a Donald Trump. I mean, Donald Trump is a Federalist, Hamilton's Federalist 75 warning about a man who is willing to sacrifice the good of the this state for himself. I mean, that, and he talks about being a Ronald Reagan, you know, conservative. Well, Ronald Reagan committed treason to become president of the United States.
Here's what I would say about Trump.
With the Iranians.
It's the art of the deal, right? I mean, the Constitution says the president has the right to grant unlimited pardons. And nowhere does it say, and you can't partner up and sell them with Rudy Giuliani for $2 million a pop. I mean, that's the guy. It didn't say he couldn't do it, so he did it. Or at least that's the allegation. But you know what? It's not a crime, you know, if you get away with it. Right, Mark?
No, it's a betrayal. It's a betrayal, though. Nonetheless, it's a betrayal. I mean, there's unwritten rules that you have to follow. I mean, that...
yeah, but what if it was our guy, Mark? What if our team was kicking your ass? You know what I mean? You know how it works?
You hang them up. You're supposed to, you know, you just can't allow that kind of thing. Even if it was our guy, you got to pin their ears back. I mean, that this whole thing about Hunter Biden, though, I mean, that what gets me on that is the rules of evidence. I'm not a lawyer, but the rules of evidence, because that laptop was not in Hunter Biden's hands for how many years or months. I mean, that, so we don't know how that
his lawyers, Hunter Biden's lawyers, actually depositioned the repair guy. That, I mean, first and foremost, shame on Hunter Biden for leaving his computer there. He knows who his dad is. This guy's got millions of dollars passing through his account, you know, probably because of his last name, entirely because of his last name. It's not because he brings any particular skill set to the table that I've seen. But obviously, the Trump kids did all that and 10 times worse. And people look beyond it. And Mark, I think you made an excellent point about evidence. I'd set aside all the accusations of Rachel Maddow and all the accusations of Sean Hannity if they're not supported by evidence in a court of law. And I think Trump is soon to face his reckoning in a court of law. It might come next spring first in Alvin Bragg's courtroom, Manhattan DA, obviously, 34 felonious charges against the former president. But those aren't going to be the only indictments coming. We know there'll be more. And it's going to be harder and harder to say, well, you know, hoax, when evidence is presented in a court of law. That, to me, sound like a little bit like, you know, sort of whiny bitch Ron DeSantis, Peter Brady voice there. Problem to me is their assertions aren't usually supported by evidence. You know, your feelings, I don't give a damn about your feelings, right? F your feelings. It's not about your feelings. It's about what can be supported with facts in a court of law. And if you could support your assertions in a court of law, sadly, even in a Trump appointee court of law, well, that's got a lot more validity than us telling each other what we think. But I try to give you an informed opinion, and I try to help inform your opinions by giving you other perspectives. And if you don't like it, you know, Dom will be back on Monday. But today, I need you, each and every one of you, air your grievances. It's time to do so. It's the Happier Happy Hour, the Friday edition, 844-967-2789. The party begins.
Mom, what are we doing with these shoes now that the garage sale is done?
Well, honey, we're going to donate them to the Southwood County Humane Society.
But, Mom, pets don't wear shoes.
You're right, they don't. But we have people in need that do need shoes. And by gathering these shoes, we'll get a donation for the Southwood County Humane Society to help our pet friends.
You can drop off your shoes at Winrose Greenhouse, Bow Wow Meow, Current Technologies in Port Everett, Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa, and of course, right here at our radio station, Downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget, they're made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Wisconsin Rapids area will host the 18th Annual Cranberry Blossom Festival, June 15th through the 18th, 2023. Join us as we celebrate our blossoming community with 25 events for the whole family, including a carnival, live music, arts, a parade, and more. Known for our rich cranberry heritage and special events, the four-day event highlights and supports outstanding groups in our community. Traditional favorites include the Berry Fest Raffle, the Dairy Berry Breakfast, Cinema Under the Stars, Kids Fishing, Arts and Crafts, Parade, and the Duck Derby. For more information, visit blossomfest.com or check out their Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 43. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 74. Tomorrow, mainly clear skies. Mainly clear skies again. Tomorrow night, 47. Upper 70s, Friday and Saturday, with a chance for scattered storms Saturday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 77.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Welcome back to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, playing out across the world on the Civic Media app. My understanding is you should update it soon, because there's going to be new features. It's going to be super cool. We're rolling out the new Civic Media program lineup on Monday, June 5th. And I'm going to pull a little double duty. I'm going to hold the place, keep the seat warm for yesterday's big guest, Stu Daniels. The Stu Daniels Show. That's going to launch on Wednesday, because our pal Stu's off deadheading this weekend, chasing the Dead and Company. Where did he say he's going? Massachusetts, Boston, or something? Then Indy. He's got tickets in multiple different venues. You know, deadhead style. So anyways, I can be heard in the Western Wisconsin markets, and they will include very, very soon, like Monday, June 5th, the TAP 93.5 FM. Eau Claire Valley, that's going to be an enormous, the jewel of the North. That is the best talk signal we have in the entire state of Wisconsin. 93.5, that is a beautiful FM stick. Also, 105.7, that's going to be a really fun musical station. If you know friends in the Eau Claire Valley, I hope they'll give it a listen. But, you know, I'm in it for the talk. So 93.5, the TAP, that one's ours. Also, the Eagle, we keep talking about with Dana and all others of our friends from God's country, the Eagle, 1490 AM. That one will come online on Monday as well, Monday, June 5th. And I can't say I'm the most proud, but I'm very, very proud of the new affiliate, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha. And this one, the 1400 signal, will play up into the Milwaukee Metro. And E-Bone, I'm going to let you in on a secret, because during the course of this very show, while we've been talking to the people, really during the commercial breaks, I do a little bit of work, check my emails. E signed a couple documents.
Uh-oh, all right.
And now we are the home, and I can legally make this announcement. We'll drop the press release on Monday. But WRJN, tell your friends, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and down in Kenosha, 98.1 FM. We'll keep saying it. You'll learn them, because you'll want to tune in for the Packers. And of course, you're going to want to tune in for the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, don't cheer yet, because there's also the Milwaukee Brewers. And did I mention my beloved Wisconsin Badgers? That will also be your Southern Milwaukee Metro home for the Badgers. Man, we are jamming that thing full of all the sports you could possibly want right here in the great state of Wisconsin. And the News Talker, it's coming on Monday. Racine, Kenosha, WRJN. La Crosse, The Eagle, 1490 AM. And up in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, our new affiliate, 93.5, The Tap. Tell Jeannie, starts on Monday. Tell all your friends, please, and join us. It's Friday. We air grievances around here. We're going to get back to the phones in just a moment at 844-967-2789. Daryl in St. Paul. Welcome, Daryl. What do you got for us?
Well, hi, Mike. I don't really have a grievance. Well, I have lots of them. But anyway, I just have a question about your new affiliate. Are we still going to be able to stream you online?
You will be able to stream the Devil's Advocates online, especially if you get the Civic Media app. But we're not going to play live in Minneapolis starting on Monday. On Monday, when you tune in on KTNF 950 AM, you're going to hear our friend Robert Pilot and the crew with the Native Roots Radio. They're moving forward. Sure. He's going to have to shift here in our lineup, and we're going to have to shift in the Minneapolis lineup. So we're going to play non-live.
Okay.
But you can stream us live on the Civic Media app, Daryl. That's what all the Patriots do on the Freedom Fridays.
All right, cool, man.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Any other?
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, keep listening, Daryl. Stream or wherever you got to find us, but the stream's easiest. And it's going to be a shiny, updated app. I know that Sage and his team have been working very hard on making that app very sticky and user-friendly. So give the Civic Media app a try. And if you've got it, go to wherever you get your apps, your iOS store, or wherever googly people get them, and update it because it's going to be a better app. 844-967-2789. Couldn't have a better audience, could we? Paul from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us, Paul?
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent, Paul.
Good. I'm glad. I kind of wanted to hear your thoughts on you were talking about the courts earlier, and I think that like every political science nerd is a big fan of the courts. That's always their like favorite branch of government, right? But I'm curious what you think about like the longstanding power of the Supreme Court over the next like 30 years, just with their increased lack of respect for the stare decisis. Precedent. It seems like it could lead to a breakdown of their actual real life power. You know, they were designed to be the weakest branch on purpose. And I'm just curious what you think the end game is here for, especially for Republicans who seem intent on tearing down previous legal precedents to advance current political agendas. It seems like this could backfire.
I've yet to see it backfire, Paul. If you recall, here in the state of Wisconsin, for a number of years, we've had a very partisan makeup on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And you always knew what the outcome was. You didn't know what the numerical number was, but you always knew what the outcome of the ruling was, depending on who the plaintiffs were. If it was a Republican agenda item, well, the Wisconsin Supreme Court would always find a justification. You know, means fits the end. They already knew what the conclusion was, and they'd back into it. Well, I feel like, although I've been greatly encouraged by the election of Janet Protasiewicz here in Wisconsin, I feel like that rebalances the court. I think a guy like Hagedorn has shown some judicial independence. I'm very optimistic about what the court in Wisconsin may do going forward. But I'm very pessimistic, and I share perhaps your pessimism, Paul, for the U.S. Supreme Court, because I feel like Alito and to a lesser degree Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, I think they all feel a little unchained. And Clarence Thomas, of course, has got huge ethical lapses, and Roberts it seems incapable of steering this court to the right side of history. Paul, keep listening. The rest of you, keep listening. Or call 844-96-PARTY.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you're searching for a lawn service that delivers exceptional results, S. Johnson Lawn Service is at your service. With years of experience in the industry, their team specializes in custom designs and complete remodels. And S. Johnson Lawn Service is now hiring drivers and a licensed fertilizer technician.
They're also willing to train.
Visit sjohnsonlawnservice.com or call 715-305-4729 today for a free estimate. That's 715-305-4729. S. Johnson Lawn Service, quality landscaping and design services at competitive prices.
Join the Port Edwards Firefighters Association and Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI in celebrating the Port Edwards Fire Department's 100th anniversary. On Friday, June 16th, WIRI will be on location from 5 to 7 p.m. at 431 Latender Avenue, 36th Annual Street Dance, featuring the band Genesee opening for the headliner Road Trip. It's a night of fun and community with door and raffle prizes and food and beverages available for purchase. Come on down and help us make this year our best year yet. We will see you there.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
In the Village, 64 artists from around the country paint and compete to win. Visit art64tosa.com. And Discover Brookfield and the Corners of Brookfield host the second annual Arts, Crafts, and Drafts Saturday and Sunday. Call 626-784-2554 for more details.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
Of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates. Down around the
corner. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Friday Happier Happy Hour, taking your phone calls, your Friday grievances, if you will. 844-967-2789. Be patient for just a minute, though, callers. I want to be a little more thoughtful to Paul's question. I got a little hung up on the politics of the courts. And I also am a little bit of a court geek. I'm not a lawyer, never went to law school, any of that kind of stuff. But the courts are very interesting because they do have often impact. You know, you think you've got an agenda and then the courts overturn it or whatever the case may be. But you asked me, Paul, about stare decisis, precedent effectively. And I didn't really get around to this part. But there is absolutely political consequence happening in my backyard, right here in your backyard, in the state of Wisconsin. There is political consequence for the overturning of Roe v. Wade, of course. The Dobbs decision, the overturning of 52 years, I think, of settled law, taking back a right from women, well, it's had disastrous effects politically for the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin. I mean, I know that Ron Johnson, Willie Horton, his way to re-election, it's a little easier when you're an incumbent. But I believe it was me quoting me from Politico magazine, David Sider's piece. He was a journalist that wrote about us a little bit earlier this week. I believe my quote that he said was a little overstated was that Republicans cannot win statewide election again in the state of Wisconsin while abortion is illegal. And currently, abortion is illegal under Wisconsin law. We have reverted with the rollback of Roe v. Wade to an 1849 law. No exceptions for rape or incest. I think life of the mother, maybe. But there is no way Republicans are going to win statewide election. You know, maybe gerrymandered districts, but not statewide election. Not while abortion's illegal. So, you know, we're going to see Democrats continue to pile on. And if the Wisconsin Supreme Court should happen upon a piece of, you know, litigation that would allow them to overturn the most partisan gerrymandered maps in the nation, if we actually got back to representative government in the legislature, well, that'd be a game changer. That's mission accomplished. I could just go to Brewer games all the time then. I'd still do something on the radio. I'd have fun with you folks every day because I like taking your phone calls at 844-967-2789. By the way, show note, Kristen Bry from Ascot, Wisconsin, is going to be playing out on Monday right here in Madison. Live product. You're going to hear live in the Madison market for the very first time. And then she's going to join Dom and I at 4:30 on Monday afternoon. Kristen Bry, you'll like her. Ascot, Wisconsin. Nick from St. Paul, appreciate you listening. What do you got for me?
Warning, you're about to listen to Nick from St. Paul. So, am I still on?
Yeah, we didn't hang up. Come on, man, I'm not going to hang up just for... you're just warning that you might be worthy of getting hung up on, Nick? What are you warning me about?
Well, Rudy, I used to like you.
What'd I do?
I love you, man. I think it was great. How you had that conservative guy on. It was just brilliant. Do you still have a tongue? You must have been biting your tongue the whole time.
It is difficult not to argue with people when you disagree with them. And you know you could pick every nit. You know, you could split every infinitive. You could pick 10 times to jump in and start an argument with the guy. And it is hard for me, Nick, because, you know, I like to argue.
Yeah, well, first precept of the of Zen is creations are numberless. I vow to free them. And that comes with compassion. And you can't have compassion for someone without understanding. And you can't understand someone unless they talk, unless you listen.
See, you're much more humanistic about this, Nick. See, I'm not doing it to get to know them better because I'm a good human being. I'm just being strategic, Nick. I want to understand what makes them tick so we can win the next elective cycle.
Still, the first word of the Order of Saint Benedict, the first word is listen. So, I'll leave you with that.
Nick, please listen to St. Benedict and keep listening to the greatest radio show ever. And if you can't hear us live on KTNF on Monday, and you will not be able to hear us live on KTNF on Monday, pardon me, please consider getting the Civic Media app. We're doing a brand new lineup. I know KTNF, they're also moving their lineup around, so trying to warn lots of people. There are some changes in the lineup coming, but I'm excited. As I get to pull double duty, you're going to get double dose of Crudy on Monday. Those of you that get up in the morning and turn on the Civic Media networks all across Western Wisconsin. I'm going to be keeping the chair warm for Stu Daniels. He'll launch on Wednesday. I'm going to do a couple of shows, Monday and Tuesday. And then, you know, me and Dom and Chris and Brian Monday, and I'm sure we'll figure out some fun guests for Tuesday. We'll do our normal Devil's Advocate show. But if you're in St. Paul, you're going to have to listen on the stream. And don't get mad at Chad. I do the same thing here. That's part of the radio industry. We move lineups because it's necessary. But thanks for listening, Nick. Dick from Madison, I know you often listen in the garage. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Well, first of all, a wholehearted congratulations on everything that's going on.
You know what I'm most excited about? Can you tell, Dick? It's the sports on WRJN.
Oh, I know. I love it, too, and Badger stuff. It'll be great. My gripe is this tonight. After seeing this last couple of weeks play out with a debt ceiling, you know, they constantly, I can't stand hearing this stuff, and you know it's not true. The media is liberal. Baloney. How about if every single time McCarthy or all these people came out to speak to the issues of the day on that subject, when they started talking about budget, they just turn the mic off so it's blank and go, sorry, sir, we're talking about something totally different. Can you answer the question? And if you remember, was it our United States senator or U.S. senator that walked away when he didn't want to answer a question and said, I'm on the phone? Was that Johnson?
Yeah, Johnson hid from Manu Raju, who could actually see the face of his phone, did not actually have a caller on it. It was like his home screen. He said, you're not talking to anyone, Senator.
And I know I'm dreaming, Kurt, when I say this, but why couldn't somebody have the nads to just go, I'm sorry, with all due respect, Senator or Congressman, you're not speaking to the issue. You're not talking about the same thing, and just deaden the mic and let them sit there, flap their lips with no audio.
Because, Dick, no one's, you know, that's so much easier said than done. Dick, appreciate you listening. You know, be like St. Benedict. Benedict said, you know, listen to the devil's advocates. Lots. I've interviewed Ron Johnson, often in tandem with my little buddy Dominic, and we've done like 26 long-form interviews with he's current senator, former friend of the devil, current U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. And it's very, very difficult. I mean, on some level, we are still Wisconsin nice. We still let people finish their sentence, get out a few words, because if all you do is step all over someone, interrupt them, you might win the battle, but you've lost the war. You're not going to persuade them. They're not going to come back on your radio show, and if that's our goal, and sometimes it is, although we've stopped making it our goal in the case of Ron Johnson, you still got to let the other guy... Let me try that again, Peter Brady. You still got to let the other guy talk. You know what I mean? You still just can't... La, 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 I don't hear you. If that's your means of trying to win an argument, well, are we any better than them? I hardly think so. Them being whoever you cast them as. 844-967-2789. Bill from Madison. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Hey, since we have the calm and reasonable one on today, what are your thoughts on the WEDC?
Weedick?
Yeah.
It's
Wisconsin Economic Development.
Yeah, I prefer it now under sort of nonpartisan direction than the partisan vehicle it clearly was when Scott Walker created it. Of course, there was never really a reason to get rid of, what was it, the Commerce Department? I mean, I remember meeting one of the Leinenkugel kids when they were Commerce Secretary at a Chamber of Commerce meeting. You know, the Weedick is they administered the bounce back grants, I think, in so many different communities across the state. So I really am happy with how money flowed through local agencies. I believe Weedick was a part of that with the bounce back Main Street grants here in the state of Wisconsin. Because, Bill, I think that was brilliant. The bounce back grants, man, I have been the guy that's been on point renting real estate properties as Civic Media has grown. And I counted last night, I think I signed 9 leases across the state of Wisconsin in 9 different markets. And I got to learn something about every single real estate market. And the real estate markets, the Main Street small boutique retail marketplace in the state of Wisconsin is vibrant. There are all kinds of little businesses that came out of their garage or dad's basement, and suddenly they're on Main Street. They're in a little storefront. And there are communities like Amory, where you can hear us on WLAK, 1260 AM right now. That's outside of Minneapolis, Bill. 31 grants in a town of 2,200. 31 new little businesses started in Main Street in the last year, thanks to Wiedek, thanks to some COVID money, and thanks to the innovative thoughts of Governor Tony Evers. So I'm calling that a very positive outcome. Certainly a hell of a lot better than Foxconn.
I would totally agree with that. I love the small business, you know, the entrepreneurs, the startup that need the help. My issue is I've been finding a lot of those small businesses are starting by people that are very well off. You know, so they're getting grant money, and they could totally afford to do it themselves.
Bill, I will.
Yet they're dipping into the Wiedek stuff.
You know, Bill, if it encourages the effort, I think the money should be accepted. My little company, Devil Radio, accepted one of the $10,000 storefront grants to move into a bigger piece of real estate over here on University Avenue. I'm broadcasting from here right now. We took a grant. We had a build out, man. Maybe we broke even on the space, Bill. And I would like to think I was a worthy recipient, broke-ass crudy radio, when that's what we were. But I can tell you, since we have become Civic Media, my partner, Sage Wild, you know, partner is perhaps a grandiose overstatement of my role.
It's a word.
Okay, the owner and CEO of this corporation is not down to his last $10,000. You know what I mean? He wouldn't be able to invest in the growth we've had if he was down to his last $10,000. But if there is a Main Street grant available to Civic Media that has signed 9 Main Street leases around the state of Wisconsin, I can't tell you specifically how many we have gotten, but we have received grants through Civic Media. It's not because we're down to our last 10 grand, Bill, but it was an encouragement. We've signed lots of leases. We've stimulated lots of economies this year. There's lots of happy landlords that we are, you know, keeping their tenancies, making the rent, paying the bills. You know, it's good for the local economy. We're spreading money around, and now we're giving local vendors, a lot of these little small businesses, we're giving them a fair and accessible way to reach new customers. That's ultimately your job, folks. You know, calling in Aaron Grievances here on Fridays, 844-967-2789. And please, please, support the sponsors. If you hear them, you know, support them. Buy their pizza.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there's nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
We return for an exciting evening here at Witterfield as the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters look to sweep their first team of the year, and the Wausau Woodchucks stand in their way. The Rafters and the Woodchucks meet for the second time, and their two-game series is wrapping up here in an exciting, exciting afternoon. And good afternoon, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Well, the Rafters were able to get their second win in a row. They were victorious over the Woodchucks yesterday, winning the game 3-0 after they out-hit Wausau 8-7 thanks to Shane Taylor, a three-run shot in the bottom of the first to deep left center field that put them in front. As for the Rafters today, they are starting out with Brett Porthan, the right-handed pitcher out of Utah Tech University. He will be getting the start on the mound. As for Ty Johnson, the center fielder, will be leading off at the top of the order. Chris Conniff coming in second, the returning Northwoods League product from the Rafters, playing in at second base. Jack Basir will be slotted in at third base. Danny Sheeler making his second game started at first base, and Garrett Broussard will be the shortstop batting fifth. Shane Taylor, the designated hitter today, he'll be batting sixth. Matt Olive at left field. He's been a trustworthy left fielder for head coach Kirk Schreider and this coaching staff. Alex Duffy getting the start back behind the plate at catcher, and Brandon Rogers batting in the nine hole for the second time this year. He will be put at right field. As for the Woodchucks, they are starting with Nate Nabholz at the right-handed pitcher from Crissana, PA, and the Towson University products. He'll be at the mound as the Woodchucks going with Dalton Pearson, the center fielder, the trustworthy leadoff man. He'll be at first, and he'll be at the center fielder. Michael Adair, the right fielder, will be batting second. Jesse Donahoe, the prolific batter at the plate, batting a 440, will be put in at second base. Michael McGinnis, the DH, batting fourth in the cleanup spot. Brady Jurgella, University of Minnesota product at left field. Matt Del Sol at shortstop. Vincent Samuel at third base. Matt McGann, once again, will be getting the start behind home plate at catcher. And Ryan Burr, a trustworthy guy at first, he'll be at first base. So the Rafters and the Woodchucks getting set here. Home plate, Teddy Dutcher behind is the crew chief at first base. The umpire, Archer Flores Pareda. And third base, Cree Wallen, will be the third base umpire. But these two teams are excited. Rafters looking to make it 5-5 and get back to 500, something they haven't been able to do since the second game against Lakeshore. As for the Woodchucks, they've lost two straight for the first time this season. They're not looking to make it three. They are tied first in the Great Lakes West Division. The Rafters are two games back, tied fourth in the Great Lakes West Division. So the Woodchucks are ready to go. They are a team that was halted to zero runs for the second time this year. The Rafters pitching staff was exceptional. So Rafters are looking to have a better day than they did yesterday. As good as it was on the defensive side of the ball, offensively, they scored three runs, and it was only a Shane Taylor left center field home run. Other than that, they had eight hits, good at bats, but weren't able to get across home to add to their lead. So they're looking to have a little bit different this time around the plate. So we'll see and we'll find out. They're batting .237 as a team, 39 runs and 72 hits. They have 33 RBIs as a team, but they've been struck out 90 times. They've only given up 43 runs, and the Rafters last year won the series over the Woodchucks 10-2. So it's going to be interesting to see if the Raptors are able to get to three wins in a row and get this team hot and ready before they hit the road tomorrow against Green Bay. So wrapping up a four-game homestand as the Woodchucks, well, they're looking to not have the same result as yesterday. They had good at-bats. They had seven hits as a team total. They just were not able to get anybody across the plate and home. They go to Madison tomorrow, then they return home in the second game against Madison on Friday. But then they're going to be right back here in Wisconsin Rapids for Saturday and Sunday. So this is the second game of a four-game series between these two teams in this week. So we're going to find out here. First pitch coming up in just about 10 minutes. We'll be back in a moment here on WFHR.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. Whether it's music or anything else, I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Amber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
We return here at Winterfield for a game that's set to first pitch in about 8 minutes, so the Raptors and the Woodchucks getting set here. 6:05 p.m. Central Time is the first pitch. So Woodchucks as a team, as I said, tied for the first in the Great Lakes West Division at a 6-3 record. They they've won six out of the past eight, batting .257 as a team with 56 runs and 75 hits. They have 45 RBIs. And four home runs. They were not able to get across the plate yesterday. The defense for the Raptors was exceptional. They had timely strikeouts, and they also had some great double plays. Those 6-4-3 double plays, the 5-4-3 double plays, they had a good amount of them, and they really hurt the Woodchucks on the defensive side of the ball. So Brock Moss, the manager for the Woodchucks, will be the one at the helm for them as Kirk Schreider in his third season once again, and he's looking to get his team on a roll. They've won two in a row, beating Madison the other day 9-1 and then beating Wausau yesterday 3-0. But it was a game where a lot of good at-bats for the Raptors. It was just the bottom of the first, Shane Taylor was able to get a three-run shot. And other than that, well, it from there, the Raptors just, they were good. They just felt good on the defensive side of the ball. They were not making any errors. They were doing things the right way. And that's what you can have for a team that is getting, you know, their mojo back. So it's going to be interesting to see if this team can continue today and find out the way to play good baseball and play a complete game. They have done so in the past two games. So this team is excited. They're getting guys back. getting returners from last year. They're starting to find and shape their team the way Kirk Schreider and this coaching staff would have liked it. Assistant coaches for the Raptors, Brian Dyer and Orlando Rodriguez, will be the other two. So we're finding out Brett Porthan out of Utah Tech. Well, he's making another appearance. He's appeared in three games versus Madison, Lakeshore, and Green Bay. So he's only had six innings pitched with eight runs, with eight hits and five runs. So he's acquired five strikeouts. So a guy that's ready to get his first start and start to make a difference on the Raptors side. Their bullpen is very deep. They have a lot of talented pitchers from high Division I schools, from some solid Division III programs. So it's a team that